What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about guns and gun rights. A little bit of news that supports the idea that law-abiding citizens should have guns. A 17-year-old male had a gun when he jumped out of a vehicle at a Westside High School, which is basically in Macon County, and the homeowner held the armed teen gang member at gunpoint until the police arrived. So a little good citizen there. And yeah, it's a good reason to allow law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms, okay? Meanwhile, there was this horrible shooting down in Colorado, which smells like another manufactured event. And, the bodies were still warm, and Biden's out there saying, oh, we've got to, control all guns there. And, there's no motive established in the shooting in Colorado. And Biden's out there saying we need to enact an assault weapons ban. Now, contrast that with the fact that Biden hasn't done a thing about fentanyl smuggled into this country, which has killed tens of thousands of Americans. I guess they don't count. So that's what we're going on here. Meanwhile, a New York Times contributor tweets out that Colorado Springs shooter was on the FBI's radar following a bomb attack, and then they went on out and deleted it. So, again, looks like it was a setup here. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is criticizing Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado about the shooting at the Colorado Springs bar. And it shows that liberals really have no respect for the Constitution. And it's really very, very obvious. Liberals insist the Constitution gives them a right to kill their unborn babies, even though the Constitution doesn't mention it. Then the liberals insist on disarming law-abiding citizens, even though the Constitution explicitly recognizes the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Obviously, liberals are not true Americans, because true Americans are constitutionalists. Okay? And there's no gray area in there. Now, there was this really ugly situation that happened out in California where this driver deliberately plowed his SUV into these police recruits who were on a morning run, and he just drove on into them. Some of them were severely, severely injured, and he was, like, released. Okay, because supposedly there is a law in California that says suspects cannot be held more than 48 hours without their charges being presented to a prosecutor or a judge. And they're promising they'll rearrest the guy if they can find him, once charges are ready. It's ridiculous. It really is ridiculous. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Well, the first thing I'm going to talk about, Glenn Beck interviewed a whistleblower, FBI agent. He was talking about January 6th. And he said, if you recall how a lot of the people were arrested for being in a restricted area.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, what this FBI agent said, well, they didn't even deem it a restricted area till the day after January 6th.
That does not surprise me.
Yes, they weren't really trespassing at that time, but they called all the grassy area a restricted area.
Well, that's kind of a sign of just how arrogant they're becoming, because the nickname for the Capitol building is the People's House, and I'm
right.
A people, you're a people, and in times past, you could walk right on in there and sightsee and look at the artwork and everything, and nobody would give you a fuss. Now, one of the good things that has happened with Twitter reactivating Donald Trump's account is that all of his past tweets have come back and can be searched for. And that includes the tweets where he was telling people, let's be peaceful, we're the law and order party. And so let's just, have a nice, orderly, peaceful demonstration in front of the Capitol building.
Right. Okay, the second thing I was going to talk about.
Yep.
Over the last 2 days, there was a coalition meeting, the Jewish and Republican Coalition met, and one of the speakers was Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz orated his fidelity to Israel. I would expect Ted Cruz to have his fidelity to Texas or America.
Well, that would be the ideal situation. But remember, you know, he was trying to run for president, even though he's not a natural-born citizen.
Yeah. Well, Abbott needs to toss him out of Texas for that one.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. And the other thing is also, now they're talking, well, it wasn't an edict. It was just a guideline not to use ivermectin or hydrochloroquine. Well, I'm thinking,
yeah, I saw
here
that
in Michigan...
One.
Here in Michigan, the governor Whitmore, she stopped. You couldn't get over the pharmacy. You couldn't get ivermectin. She did make it an edict. So I'm wondering how many at Thanksgiving are going to have an empty chair because those people not allowing those people to get those medicines. You know, the blood
I
is on their
it's
hands.
Be quite a number.
Their blood is on their hands. So, you know.
Well, they'll just wipe it off with all those $100 bills they've got pouring in.
Yeah. Now, the third thing I heard of, that Samuel Bankman Fried.
Yes.
As a relative, I don't know if it's his wife, one of a relative, close relative. Was Biden's campaign manager.
Yeah, it does look like it's all part of the same tangle. I understand that his wife is sister to somebody else who's on the inside that's supposed to be investigating the situation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, $150 billion he spent over there.
Yep.
In cash, cold hard cash. And they converted it to the crypto. And then also I heard some Republicans took money. Susan Collins, Ben Sasse, Mitt Romney, no surprise, and Murkowski.
No surprise
Alaska.
There. No. I said no surprise there regarding Mitt Romney.
And so it wasn't just Democrats that took money.
Yeah. But Democrats definitely got the lion's share.
Yeah. But we can't leave those Republicans out.
You know, one of the things I keep asking is why the Republicans aren't taking a firmer stand on this issue of election fraud, and maybe they're just being bribed to stand by and let it happen, and they don't care. You know, they're going to serve their few terms in Congress and retire wealthy, and it's somebody else's problem to deal with.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's too darn much money in all this.
Oh, yeah.
Until the money stops flowing, we're not going to get anywhere with anything. The Founding Fathers never planned on that. It's not the Constitution's fault. They just didn't plan on all this bribery and the people be traitors, you know?
Well, you need to look at how the Constitution has been amended to take it in a direction away from the original intent.
Right.
A really good project to do is study the amendments that were passed in the immediate wake of the Civil War. And that is really where the power of a single centralized government really began.
Right. You're right. Well, anyway, that's about all I had. I just wanted to let you know about those things.
Okay, well, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Now, over in Virginia, they are looking at legislation that would prohibit biological males from competing in female sports. And the measure would require all athletes to submit a form filled out by their doctor verifying their biological sex before competing in sports. Okay, and any sports team sponsored by a public school would be required to designate the team as either a male team, a female team, or a co-ed team, and biological males would not be permitted to play on female teams. I think it's really a good idea. Now, one thing that the liberals tend to do is they'll grab something that looks like science and they'll run with it. And a classic example is Margaret Mead and her book, Coming of Age in Samoa. which attempted to prove that in the perfect environment, young people transitioning to adulthood didn't have all the angst and turmoil that we normally expect. And this became the foundation of the liberal ideology that if we completely control the environment around people, they will be totally happy. And, of course, it's never worked out because coming of age in Samoa was a complete fraud. If you actually read the book, you'll see she's made several scientific and historical mistakes in there. And the government of Samoa actually conducted their own investigation and said the whole thing was a fraud. Now, right now, the liberals are going along with this idea that your gender identity is completely disconnected from your biological sex. And the idea surfaced with a gentleman named Dr. John Money, and he came up with this idea that your biology is totally separate from the feelings of gender. Unfortunately, it was never able to prove it. In fact, it was actually proven incorrect by John Money's own experiment, and yet the liberals maintain it to this day. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. What's on my mind is, first off, this Hunter Biden laptop fiasco.
Yeah.
CBS Communist Broadcasting System just admitted that it's something very serious now. Not a day. Yep. Republicans taking over the House. So now the communists and NBC, the narcissist broadcasting system, they're, all these criminals are coming out now saying, "Oh, Hunter Biden might have some real dirt on the old man." So we'll see.
They're
what
trying to excuse their cover up of it before the 2020 election by saying, "We were just too busy to try and verify the story. We were maintaining good journalistic standards by not running the story without confirmation," which, of course, they totally ignored when they were talking about the Steele dossier and Russiagate and, you know, all the rest of that.
Yeah, it's been a big scam. It's been a big ploy. It's a hit piece. They were doing a hit job on Trump the whole time for 2 years, 3 years. Actually, 5 years, they were doing a hit job with Russia, and all this bullcrap, Mike. And it's got to come to the, it's got to bubble out of the pot. The kettle's ready to burst.
Yeah, I agree.
Pressure cooker. And so yeah, Mike. And by the way, you can't even find turkeys here in some of the stores down here in South Florida. There's no turkeys, Mike. And it's like they're like 25% more than they were last year. It's crazy.
Well, you know, for Thanksgiving, eat a politician. They're cheaper than the turkeys.
I agree.
Okay.
You can't even find a pumpkin anymore. I agree, Mike. I say chunk them. But here, Mike, another thing I really want to get into now is what's going on, this illegal invasion, Mike. I don't know if you've been watching the news today, but even Fox News, and I was watching Newsmax and a few of these stations, Mike. This is an absolutely an invasion of our country. These
yes, it is.
People are not coming here for nothing but to get food. They want new cardos. They want a la casa. They want mucho dinero. Mike, this is a wipeout of America. This is the total wipe out of our country. I don't care what anybody says. I live in South Florida. I see with my own eyes. Like I said, Mike, they don't come here to compliment. They're coming to devour, and they're devouring us slowly but surely. And I listened to our show late last night. I don't know if you you know the gentleman quite well, Mr. Revolt, and he had a great guy, hijacker. Never talked. He was talking some heavy duty stuff, man. And I have to agree with a lot of stuff he was saying. These people are, Mike. I want to ask your opinion of this, Mike. This is very serious now. Are these illegals coming here? Are they going to be getting weapons to take on the white Caucasians in this country? And then
I think it's more subtle than that. I think there is a plan for population replacement where the globalists want populations of easily controlled people who don't ask questions. And unfortunately, again, going back to the realization that intelligence does show a racial bias, they want the intelligent people gone. It's kind of like what happened over there in Cambodia under Pol Pot, where the educated and the intelligent were specifically targeted to lead to a population much easier to persuade and control.
I absolutely agree with you on that, Mike. But, you know, when listening to his show last night, it really hit me. And I actually got some hairs on my neck crawled up because we're standing up because I'm like saying, you know, this guy is pretty much right on the money. This is a takedown of us. Mike, and I know you may want, I don't know if you've been hearing about it, but
a lot of news networks, and even on the radio station here in South Florida, we have a on 610 Radio here. They were talking about the Chinese have police stations in the United States. They're being funded by China. And Mike, if that's the case, we've already been invaded to the point where they're going to start rounding white guys up like you and me. White Americans are going to be rounded up and put in gulags.
Well, you know, I may be lucky. You know, my father was from Shanghai, so that's my get out of jail ticket.
Well, I might be lucky. My mother is from Ireland. Her family.
Ah,
came
well,
Ireland.
There you go.
I could always scream I'm bumbling Biden's nephew or something. I don't know. But anyway, no, seriously, Mike. You know, listening to that show last night, it really got me perplexed about what is actually going on here in this country. And then, like you were just mentioning, Mike. The networks never admitted to Hunter Biden getting all this money from Russia and from mm-hmm. China. And mm-hmm. these guys selling paintings for $500,000. This crackhead, a crackhead selling paintings for $500,000. Mike, seriously?
Yeah, the paintings were junk. You know, they look like the paper I take out of the bottom of the birdcage.
Exactly. I can't believe it. I can't believe what's going on here. And you know, Mike, now let's go back to the cryptocurrency nonsense. Have you heard this guy talk, Mike? This Jewish guy, fella. What's his name? The schmucker. Have you heard this guy's
Freed.
Voice, Mike?
Yeah, I've heard him.
Freed. He sounds like a woman, Mike. Like he's got something. I don't know. He sounds like something. I don't know. It's kind of weird. He sounds like a duck. It's unbelievable. This guy, and he ripped off $300 million for himself. How the hell did he get $300 million for himself? Are they going to tax him for that money?
Well, probably not.
Taxes?
You know, I think, you know, he did favors for the Democrats, for Ukraine, and, you know, I think he's going to get off scot-free, and he'll just go someplace and retire and enjoy his money.
Well, he had his hands all over Mad Maxine Waters. Mad
yep.
Max, they're hugging like he's a lesbian lover. I don't know what's going on here, Mike. This whole country is nuts. And then, you know,
I agree.
Mike, and we haven't heard another peep out of Nancy Pelosi, Piggy Pelosi's husband, Mike, because we know exactly what was going on in that.
That story has been Orwellized.
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone off.
Yep.
And because I'm afraid they won't let that guy speak, the illegal Canadian. But I guarantee if they ever allow him to speak, he's gonna spill some real beans. Mike, he's going to spill the beans what's going on with Piggy Pelosi. But, you know, thank goodness they fired her rear end, because she's a full-blown Marxist. And, you know, the whole Democratic Party, Mike, is Marxist, basically.
They are. That's why our new Indiana representative is sounding the warning that we're heading toward socialism, just like they had in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Well, you should hear what they're saying about the Republicans here in South Florida, out of Miami Herald. They're such Bolshevik Marxists themselves, is ridiculous. And they're talking about Ron DeSantis is a racist, and they're calling DeSantis all kinds of redistricting the districts for the Republicans here in the whole state of Florida. I mean, this whole thing is a giant, I don't know what it is, Mike. It's I just don't get it, man. But it's unbelievable. And you got this Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz screaming her head off down here. I mean, this whole thing, you know, Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz would be put in prison, Mike, for what she did back in 2016. You remember that fiasco?
Yes, I do.
And nothing ever happened to Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz. If it would have been a Catholic or a Christian person, they'd been put in jail, guaranteed. But what she got away with is because she's a Zionist. Guarantee it. And, you know, Mike, however, have you been watching the news about all these Congress people got elected in New York?
Specifically Mike? What?
Well, no, they're talking about, you know, of course, you know, Zeldin lost the election, but he did help him win.
Yeah.
And this one guy that won this one district, that the guy was a DNC chair or something, this guy's blatantly coming out telling the truth. He said, hey, people, even though if they're of the same persuasion, they're not going
to
allow.
Okay, Tom, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors, 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
So Republicans will control the House, and Trump is running for president again. Now what? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. What can we hope for from a Republican-controlled House of Representatives? Well, if history is an example, not much. Maybe instead of bills spending $2 trillion at a time, maybe they'll only spend $1.5 trillion. Government accounts for 57% of our nation's gross domestic product. That means that every taxpayer works from January 1st through July 27th just to feed our massive, bloated, overgrown government. If we wanted to get anywhere near a balanced budget, we would have to cut spending, all spending, by nearly 25%. The last time a president was elected to cut spending, Reagan was only able to cut the growth of spending. The Uniparty in D.C. has created an uncontrollable monster. It no longer matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge. The monster will continue to be fed with your money and your liberty. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivas Pashem Parabellum.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Yeah. Welcome back to our show. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we are talking with Tom in Florida. So, Tom, just pick up where you left off.
Oh, yeah, Mike. I just wanted to finish off by saying these congressmen in New York that won these races, the reason they basically won those races, Mike, is they got 65% of the Jew vote. And that's unprecedented because it usually doesn't happen that way. The reason Herschel won in the governorship in New York, because she got mainly over 90% of the black vote. So Zeldin didn't have a chance with New York City. But he did help those other Congress people in those Long Island and all that win because the Jewish vote did come, and they figured they're fed up with the crime. They're so fed up with the crime in New York and all over the state that they voted for Republicans. And I think that's kind of setting a precedent, maybe. I don't see Florida ever going back blue. I think Florida's going to be, for the next 30, 40 years, it's going to be red in the way it's set up now. Because let's hope so. I mean, these Marxist communists, they lie to all these dumbs, and these people vote. And like you say, Mike, it's all fixed. The elections are fixed. I totally agree on that. But however, Mike, if they're fixed, how can a guy like Dick Blumenthal keep winning the Senate senator in Connecticut when he's lying to the public, his constituents, about he served in Vietnam? Somebody's got to explain that to me.
Well, again, you know, this vote fraud issue is kind of like an iceberg. We're seeing 10% of it above the ocean, but there's another 90% that we don't see under the water.
Yeah, another interesting thing, too, Mike, I wanted to point out to you. As far as Florida goes, Ron DeSantis got 35% of the Jew vote.
Okay.
And I believe he got 22% of the black vote, which was kind of unprecedented for a governor like in his situation. Because, Mike, when he ran 4 years ago, he only won by what, one percentage point?
Yeah, it was narrow, yeah.
It was narrow. Now he just blew out the field. So I don't know. It's real interesting. I still say that DeSantis, Mike, that she just sit back until 28 and then run for president. Let Trump try to take this again, and maybe he could become another Grover Cleveland. We need another Grover Cleveland right now. I hate to say it. We need a guy like Trump to come back and take the reins back and straighten this mess out, because the invasion alone, Mike, is this country's not going to last much longer.
I absolutely agree. And I'd love to see a Trump DeSantis ticket in 2024, but Trump has already indicated that he's going to be sexist and he wants a woman as his running mate. But, he should grab on to Tulsi Gabbard. I mean, she's now got a show on Fox News. I mean, she's going to be very visible and have a tremendous amount of, public awareness of her. And she's going to be a potent player in coming years.
Yeah, Mike, but, I don't know how Tulsi Gabbard feels about immigration. I don't know what her mindset is about illegal immigration. And I know you agree with me on this, Mike, and I'll let you go with that after this. All these illegals that come here, Mike, for the last 15 years need to go back to their country of origin. On January 1st, like Sotero Obama said, from 2009, you're going back to your country of origin. January 1st, everybody's got to go back and stand in line. We cannot allow these people to stay here. Mike, you have to have Operation Wetback, too. And a massive on steroid scale. You have to. Otherwise, you're going to lose the country. You have to have this on steroids. Operation Wetback, number two, you're all going out. You're going back to your country's origins, what, 168 countries you come from, and you're going to stand in line and file the right proper papers. If not, don't come back to America. You're not welcome here. You're broken the law. What do these people not understand? They broke law, federal law, and they need to stay where they're at and make their own countries better. Not coming here trying to devour this country and take it down to its knees. I know you agree with that, Mike. So
yeah, I do.
I'll leave it at that, I guess. And if we don't have leaders that actually think like you and me, we're in big doo-doo, Mike. Big doo-doo.
Yes, we are.
We got to get out of this mess. So let's just pray for the best, be prepared for the worst, because it's going to come down, Mike. Listen to that show last night, Mike. I'll tell you what, everybody, like Farron says on his Saturday show, let them have the lead. Give them the lead. Let them have the lead, and hold on to your bullets. Keep your powder dry. That's all I can say. So, anyway, Mike, thanks for taking my call, and have a great evening. And I know you got a lot of great callers coming up, so I'd like to hear some. So we got to save this country at all costs, Mike. Thank you for the
call. All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call. And actually, right now, the phone lines are all open, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to transgenderism, there is a very bizarre double standard over at the American Academy of Pediatrics. They are claiming on the one hand that kids can consent to gender surgeries without parental permission, but for some reason they have to have the permission of their parents to get a tattoo. And that seems a little bit messed up to me here. All righty. Now, Representative Jim Jordan is revealing his first targets for his investigation into the Department of Education. And he's basically going after Biden's education department, looking at these issues of gender studies, LGBTQ, critical race theory, and so forth, and try and get them out of our schools here. All right. In a letter to Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, Jordan called for voluntary compliance with several requests for information and documents concerning the Biden administration's misuse of federal criminal and counterterrorism resources to target concerned parents at school board meetings. Okay, we got to take another break. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty.
All right, welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're talking about how Representative Jim Jordan is basically doing an investigation into Biden's Department of Education. And he wrote this letter to the Education Secretary, Miguel Cardona, and chastised the secretary for, you know, first of all, misuse of federal criminal and counterterrorism resources to target parents attending school board meetings with questions about what their kids are being, being taught here. And basically saying that there have been previous requests for information that have gone ignored. And the Department of Education has to be transparent. They are subject to the Freedom of Information Act as well as anybody else. Now, we may be seeing the end of, or the beginning of the end of wokeism in our educational system. Top law universities are now starting to pull out of this high-profile ranking systems. In order to drop standardized testing requirements and keeping a focus on diversity. Okay, that's not necessarily a good sign. And over at Libs of TikTok, they've exposed a teacher in an Oregon high school who is teaching that white kids are predators and school shooters. and not intelligent, privileged, racist, dumb, blah, 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 blah. And this was a freshman English class at Scappoose High School in Oregon. And again, I can understand that people don't want to see their children being had their heads filled with this nonsense. You know, and I'm wondering what, you know, Martin Luther King, were he still alive, what he'd be thinking about this. Because that I Have a Dream speech that he did, those were very beautiful and powerful words. And I don't know why we've forgotten them. I don't know why we've forgotten them here. All right, over in Arizona, not regarding the election here, apparently police seized $40,000 in cash from a black trucking boss who was on his way to buy a new rig for $40,000 in cash. The cops seized the money, accusing him of being a drug dealer with no evidence. And we've known this civil forfeiture has been out of control here. And so now the Triple J trucking owner, Jerry Johnson, is suing the state of Arizona, demanding the sum be returned in full. Now, the way that civil forfeiture tends to happen is they'll stop you at an airport or a gas station and you've got, you know, some cash in your pocket because you're on your way to the casino or something, and they grab the money and you say you've got to give it back, you've not been able to prove that I was engaged in criminal activity, and they'll say, well, we'll give you half of it back if you'll just, you know, you will take it right now today and go away and not bother us anymore, or we can drag you out through the court system for year after year after year after year. Okay, and a lot of people just say, all right, well, give me back half the money. All I can say on this one is bad cop, no donut, and you're not going to help rehabilitate the image of the police by behaving like this. Okay, one of the things that is going well with our country, again, is the Orion spacecraft. And I've mentioned many times before, back during the 60s when we were dealing with race riots and Vietnam and Watergate and all that other stuff, there was one point of life that all Americans could look at with a degree of pride, and that was our adventures in outer space here. And, you know, we're getting on back there. NASA's Orion spacecraft swung around the moon earlier today, and they're coming within 80 miles of the lunar surface. And this is a test of the Orion spacecraft. It's unmanned for this trip. It's a test of the Space Launch System. And so far, everything is working very well. A lot of robotic cameras on the spacecraft that are taking amazing photographs. And they even deployed a bunch of CubeSats. Now, if you're not sure what that is, a CubeSat is kind of a generic name for a really tiny single-purpose spaceship that is deployed from a larger spaceship. And it began back in the days of the space shuttle when the shuttle program had something called the Getaway Special, because on every shuttle launch, there was always a little room left over. And if you had the money and a good plan, you could put your satellite, your instrument, on the Getaway Special container, and it would be taken into space. And a lot of schools, science classes, actually built little tiny satellites that were taken into space on the shuttle program. And they were called CubeSats because generally that was the frame that they were in, was the CubeSat here. So it's, you know, go NASA, and yes, I'm biased because I used to work for them a long time ago. Now, in another area, and by the way, we still have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. One of the great mysteries that has been around Mongolia, where is Genghis Khan buried? And there have been a lot of shows on educational TV saying, oh, we think it's on the top of this mountain and so forth and so on. But construction workers that were building a road near the Onon River in the Khenti province of Mongolia stumbled across a mass grave with many dozens of corpses lying on a rudimentary stone structure. And forensics experts and archaeologists were called into the site. They decided it was a Mongolian royal tomb from the 13th century, and they're thinking it possibly could be Genghis Khan. And the reason there's a mystery is Genghis Khan, like the pharaohs of Egypt, did not want his remains disturbed after death. And the story goes, the legend of Genghis Khan's tomb, is they went out into the wilderness and they built a tomb and then killed all the people who worked on it so they could never give the secret away. And that may be some of the skeletons that they found there. There were the remains of 12 horses were also found on the site, certainly sacrificial animals. And a total of 68 skeletons were found together almost directly on the top of the stone structure. Now, the site has already been disturbed because it was located beneath a riverbed for hundreds of years until the course of the Onon River changed in the 18th century. And among the remains of a tall male and 16 female skeletons, it's good to be the Khan, they were identified among hundreds of gold and silver artifacts and thousands of coins. So maybe that little mystery has finally been settled. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. And let's see what's going on over here. Pardon me. Apparently, over at the White House, the current spokesperson was asked if Biden is involved in Hunter's business dealings, and she kind of hemmed and hawed. She didn't want to confirm. She didn't want to deny. I read from this that the White House is starting to get very, very nervous about this renewed attention on the laptop. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, the corporate media, which is supposed to be in charge of the minds of America, is now acknowledging the laptop is authentic. The data on the hard drives is authentic, especially all the homemade porn that Hunter did with various individuals, some of whom seem to be of a very, very young age. So we may be seeing that. Over at the Department of Agriculture, they are saying that it's Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine is why your Thanksgiving dinner costs more than it did last year. Do they really think the American people are dumb enough to fall for that kind of crud? All right. I mean, it's utterly ridiculous. I mean, certainly if you want to link our current economic situation to Russia and Ukraine, it has to start with that $105 billion that Joe Biden took out of our domestic economy and poured all over Zelensky. And that is really where it's going to go. But now it's the buzzword is Putin's price hike. Whether it's turkeys or pumpkin pies or gasoline or whatever, it's Putin's price hike. You know, blame the Russian guy here. Been another update on the situation in Maricopa County. Apparently, 62% of the election centers had voting machine problems on election day. That is an absolutely unacceptable error percentage. And even in the most generous concession that it was all just simple error and mistake, there has to be a redo. There has to be a new election. The numbers out of Maricopa are completely untrustworthy. They are unreliable. And there's got to be a redo using a system that doesn't have all of these problems. Now, getting on back to Jack Smith, he's the special prosecutor appointed by Merrick Garland to look into Donald Trump. And it turns out that his wife, Jack Smith's wife, produced the Michelle Obama documentary and donated $2,000 to the Biden for President campaign in 2020. So, again, it's all one big political network. It's a polite word I can use here. And there's a lot of people out there who are still talking about how over in San Francisco, they're winning the prize for the most ridiculous social program in the country because they've announced they will launch a new income program which is open only to those who do not identify with their biological sex assigned at birth. In other words, this new program only benefits transgender applicants. Okay, those who identify with their biological sex will not benefit from the program. Now, for myself, coming out of the closet, I identify as a coat hanger. I wonder if I would qualify for some money under this program. But it turns out they're starting with 55 transgender residents. Hello. Okay, we had some noise. Mike, are we still connected? Okay, I'm going to keep on talking as if we're still on there. So anyway, they've got this 55 transgender residents. They're going to give each of them $1,200 per month for up to 18 months. Okay. Now, Republicans, now that they're going to be controlling the House of Representatives next year, they're starting to demand more answers on the lack of transparency on the visitor logs from Joe Biden's Delaware home. Now, you might want to think that, you know, the logs should be there for Camp David and for the White House. But the fact is the president did conduct quite a bit of business in his Delaware home, and those are required to be logged as well. And those logs have not been forthcoming. They have not been forthcoming at all. Okay. Ah, here's a good one. A federal judge earlier today ruled that former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has to comply with the subpoena and offer deposition. Oh, this was in the collusion with Big Tech. I think I already covered that story. Now, this one's a little weird here. A co-host of ABC's The View has come up with this controversial statement saying that Jesus would be a grand marshal at a pride parade. And I imagine she's probably annoyed a lot of people with that one. And right now, unfortunately, the issue of homosexuality has become very divisive in many religious institutions in this country. In fact, the United Methodist Church is no longer united. They are breaking apart into two distinct groups. One is becoming very progressive and accepting, and the others are, you know, strict Bible thumpers and, you know, gays are bad and so forth and so on. Now, my point of view is we've seen a lot of bad press from you know, people who wear plastic penises and, you know, dance in feathers in parades and stuff like that. It's not really a good image. And working in Hollywood, obviously, I knew a lot of gay people. And the vast majority of them were just plain folks who were doing the same thing I was doing, trying to do a good job, take care of the people you love. And, you know, that's the reality for the majority of the homosexual population. They're nice people. They're good people. And going from the theory that homosexuality is genetically determined, then from a biological standpoint, they've got as much right to be here as anybody else. Okay, but because back in the Bronze Age, some goat herders wrote down that gays are bad. It's tearing up the church here. Okay, let's see what else we have here. All right, let's go over here and see what's happening. Anyway, 512-248-8252. Please call on in. We're almost to the end of the show, and so we're going to see what happens there. All right. Whoops. Let me do that. There we are. Let's see. Over at the World Economic Forum, there's been a comment that they're not trying to fix anything. They're trying to break everything and leave it broken, and that we need to pay much closer attention to them. And I heartily, heartily agree. And it seems like in response to the independent media pointing out these obvious globalist telltales, like Macron saying we need a single world order, they're realizing they've got to push it harder if they're going to succeed at all. That if they, you know, things go on the way they are now, that people are going to wake up to what's going on, and they're going to resist. And I'm one of them. I'm opposed to the idea of a single global government. Because it rules out the possibility of future social evolution. When you have small independent countries rising and falling and then being replaced, the society, the systems of society evolve. Now, if we'd had a single global government in the time of the pharaohs, we'd still be living in that kind of a society. But it's as these older societies fail that new ones can come along and say, well, let's try something different, which is what Thomas Jefferson and the boys did when they founded the United States of America. And having grown up here, we're probably all kind of used to this idea of democracy and freedom of speech. But at the time, the design of the United States was considered very radical by people around the world. The idea that there was no such thing as a noble class, that was heresy to most of the European countries. The idea that there was no sanctioned state religion was quite revolutionary for its time. And if you have, I can see that, At least I know the system's working. Oh, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. Big
McDonald's. And welcome back to our show here. And last segment of our program today And a little update from Arizona. The election is not being certified until some of these issues are resolved. Meanwhile, going over to Russia and Ukraine, and for that matter, Europe and even here in the United States, we're going to be dealing with a very, very hard winter this year. And even the World Health Organization is sounding the warning that people are going to be freezing to death and starving to death and so forth and so on. Mike, could you put some music on right now? I got to leave the room for a second. I'll be right back.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
back now. Sorry about that. When you're an old guy like me, sometimes the plumbing makes its own demands. Anyway, we're coming up on a very hard winter, and it's going to be hitting especially hard in Ukraine, but we're all going to feel it. We're talking about 25% of Americans are going to have blackouts. So, folks, we've said this before, you need to be prepared to survive without the connection to the system, without electricity, without water. you got to have storable water, and you need to use containers that aren't going to crack if the water freezes, if you're storing in your garage or something like that. Canned foods, freeze-dried foods, and maybe a little portable cook stove, because you just got to be ready. That's all I can say. All right. Meanwhile, let's see what else is going on in the world here. NASA's got a press conference going on about Orion. Apparently, everything is going just absolutely wonderful there, and we're seeing these pictures here. Apparently, Orion performed its first powered lunar flyby and reached a perilune, which is the fancy word for how high above the moon, about 81 miles from the lunar surface, and then continue to take pictures of the moon. So, good for them. That's really a lot of fun. And kind of makes me miss the good old days here. All right, the New York Post is running an article. Apparently, Sam Bankman-Fried's lifestyle is coming into exposure. He had his own party house that included partner swapping, pills, and various other games. And so kind of a Jeff Epstein, but a little bit lower. All right, there's the music. It's time to say good night here. It's the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate and have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.